Hey, voice tubers, how's it going? How's your day? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. It's February 14th, and you know what day it is. It's Valentine's Day, aka Lonely Day for Winnie. Yes, sad, sad, and lonely, Winnie. But anyways, I'm glad to be here on this very special day, and I get to spend this day with you guys here on the pronunciation challenge. And I hope all of you out there, single or not, enjoy this awesome day, because you know every day with Winnie is an awesome day. All right, since it's a special day, for people to celebrate love and relationships with their partners, I think it's only suitable that we talk about something related to the special event. That's why the video we picked today is about hearts, and the name is How the Heart Became the Heart Symbol. All right, all right, all right, let's find out the history of the symbol and learn more about this topic by watching this video, ba! And as always, before we move on to today's vocabulary, we must go through our sentence of the day, so here it goes. It wasn't until several centuries later that the heart became a symbol representing love. But the problem was they didn't really know what the heart looked like. All right, one more time. It wasn't until several centuries later that the heart became a symbol representing love. But the problem was they didn't really know what the heart looked like. 好的，念完句子，我们就来看今天的 tips 啦。今天的那个句子呢，到后段的时候会比较难念。那直接来看第一句 ，It wasn't until. 好，我们这边的 it t 不会太出来。It wasn't until.Wasn't, 你会发现那个 wasn't 的 T 它是没有出来的，它是后面的那个 wasn't 的那个 N 跟后面的 until 的 UN 是连在一起的，会变成 It wasn't until, wasn't until, wasn't until, 把它放慢的话听起来就会是这个样子。好， several centuries 没有问题， centuries 后面是 zzz 的音。好， centuries later, der, 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 later, later,That the, 好，这边的 that T 又不会出现了。That the, 好，那个 the 你会发现念的比较用力一点，就会变成 the, that the, that the heart, 这边的 T, heart 的 T 一样也没有出来。That the heart became a, became a, became 跟 a 把它后面连在一起 ,became a, 好 ,symbol 没有问题。Representing, 好，中间的那个 representing,的那个 S 是 z z z 的音 representing representing 好 representing 的话你的那个 T 就把它念出来 representing 好 love 也没有问题 but the 好你会发现 but 那个 T 又没有出来了 but the problem 那个 the 又会被念得很重 but the problem 就比较没有太大的问题这个字也很常见好 but the problem was 是 z z z 的音哦 they didn't 好这边 didn't 有些人念快一点会变成 didn't 这是比较外国人的时候才会念成这样就是你真的是很 native 的 native speaker 像纽约那种样子就可能会念成 didn't 这样子可是如果我们在念的话我们还是把它念的比较正规一点 didn't T 是收起来的 they didn't really know what the 你看你有没有发现今天很多那个就是that the, what the, but the, 就是那个我们的 what, 或 that, 或是 but, 我们后面的 T 都会收起来变成后面的 the 是重音。What the heart looked like, 好 ,heart 这边 T 一样不用念出来但是重点最难的是 looked like, 好那 looked 这个字真的难齁因为 k 跟 the 再加起来然后又再加了一个 like, 这边 looked,你会发现我在念后面的那个 looked ed 的时候它念出来不是 d 的音它是 t t t 轻轻的 t t t 的音所以会变成 looked like 好啦那小小的 tips 然后一些发音的部分都讲完了我们来看一下断句就是这样 It wasn't until several centuries later 听 that the heart became a symbol 稍微听一下 representing love就是你在念到 representing love 的时候你可以稍微放慢好像你在强调一样 representing love 好后面 but the problem was 可以稍微听一下 they didn't really know what the heart looked like 好大概就是这个样子了就是在后面这边 but the problem was they didn't really know 这边你可以 know 就是有点像 t 停顿，然后要继续再接下去的那种感觉，所以大概这样念就没什么问题的了。好的，那前段我们都讲完了，就要来看一下我们单字的部分了。今天在单字开始前来补充一下这个好用的一个，也不算是片语啦，就是一个句型。我们会说 It wasn't until 点点点 that， 好，就是直到点点点我才。那其实这个在考试啊或是作文齁对话都很有用，大家可以去琢磨一下，等一下我讲解完各位可以去研究一下。那我先跟各位解释一下例句的部分好了。例句我这边找了一个，就是 It wasn't until I hear the screaming of my mother that I realized I actually overslept. 就是一直到我听到我妈的怒吼，我才惊觉哦天哪，我已经睡过头了。就是 It wasn't until， 就是一直到，就是你如果把它想简单一点，就是若不是的意思，就是若不是我听到我妈的怒吼，好，就是在那个之前，在你妈妈怒吼之前，你都不知道某件事情的发生。好，那我们来看下一个例句是 It wasn't until she cried that I realized I was too mean to her。 就是一直到她哭出来了，我才发现我好像对她太凶了。那你把它想成若不是的话，就是若不是她哭了，我也不会发现我好像对他太凶了。所以这两个逻辑是你可以去想一下，可能会让你觉得比较清楚。那或者是你可能觉得比较复杂的话，那就看正常的中文解释，就是直到点点点才怎样怎样怎样。好，这个句型非常好用，大家记下来哦。好，我们赶快进入单字的部分。今天第一个单字是 several 啊，是一个代名词，是一些几个的意思。所以你可以说 I've already had several cookies before dinner, so I wasn't that hungry. 好，意思就是我在晚餐前就吃了一些饼干，所以我没有那么饿。那你可以说 I've watched High School Musical several times, so I know all the lyrics to every song. 意思就是我已经看过歌舞青春好几遍了，所以每首歌的歌词我都记得很熟。好，当你说 know the lyrics toA song 就是你知道所有的歌词，就是这首歌的歌词这样。No lyrics to the song. I know all the lyrics to the song. 我知道这首歌的所有歌词。好，既然都讲到歌舞青春了，大家都知道歌非常的好听。所以呢，在这边问大家一个问题 ：What's your favorite song from the High School Musical series? Mine is "You Are the Music in Me." 好，大家要回答我的问题哦。All right, okay， 继续下一个哈。下一个呢是 century。Century 好是百年的意思，就是 a period of 100 years， 就是一百年这段期间。所以我们可以说 We are currently in the 21st century。我们现在正身在21世纪。OK， 然后我还记得哈，2001年跨年的时候的故事哦，那时候还很小，好像10岁以下吧。然后那个时候跨年就是刚好跨到21世纪，所以那一年的跨年的时候非常的嗨。好，那我们再看一个这个下一个句子好了。这个句子是教大家说可以呛人这样子，你就可以说 Come on, it's the 21st century. Nobody cares about owning a house anymore. 就是拜托，现在都21世纪了，没有人还在在乎是否有买房子了啦。就是比如说你可能在跟别人聊天的时候，或者是有人在攻击你哦，或者是讲一些比如说像你的亲戚朋友可能跟你讲了一个老掉牙的概念，你就可以说拜托，现在都21世纪了，谁还在跟你怎样怎样怎样。所以这个时候你就可以说 Come on, it's the 21st century， 都21世纪了，这个时候就很好用。好，那我们来继续看下一个单字，也是我们第三个单字，也是今天的重点单字 Symbol A heart symbol A heart symbol 就是那个爱心的标志嘛。对，好，那我们直接先来看个例句好了。A heart shape is the symbol of love. 心形是爱的象征。所以 symbol 这个字就是标志跟象征的意思。那以前小时候那个年代非常流行那个和平的标志。这个就叫做 a peace symbol。那大家会发现就是如果你有投票选举权的时候，我们投票会盖的章，它是不是就是一个和平的标志？那个就是 a peace symbol。Alright, 来看最后一个单字 represent. Represent, 这是一个动词，它的意思是作为点点点的代表或代理人，或者是作为点点点的代言人。所以我们可以说 I'm representing my company for the conference in China next month. 下个月我要代表我们公司参加在中国的一场会议。所以 represent, 你就可以说代表。那 represent 这个字呢，其实我们刚刚讲 symbol, 对不对？ 如果 symbol 我们上面解释的时候，我们是用名词去解释，但如果 symbol 的话，我们把它当成动词，就可以变成说它是代表某个东西。我们就可以说，a heart shape symbols love， 就是哎，那个心形啊是代表爱。对，所以 symbol 跟 represent 它其实也有一点点的关联。你也可以说，a heart shape represents love。所以 symbol 跟 represent 的当成动词的时候是可以交替使用的。All right, guys, that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Happy Valentine's Day. Please make sure to leave a comment and a recording. You know I want you to. And that makes me very happy, especially on a Valentine's Day. So I will see you next time.